Well, be through the rain, be through the sun, be through storm, be through fire, be through hell, be through anything, we are always going to be here for you right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. That's our promise. We made that to you a long, long time ago, and we are committed to keeping that promise every single day that we turn up to work. We come with that responsibility on our shoulders, on our, in our minds, knowing that we've got a commitment to you, and we certainly are going to do that, being here for you every single step of the way through this lifetime, and maybe in the next lifetime to come as well. 99.3 Nigeria Info is always going to be your number one station for news, talk, and sport. Welcome to the broadcast. It is 8 minutes past 7 p.m., and that tells you every workday or every weekday, it is time for Game On with Femi and the gang. And I am Samuel Victor Akpan, bidding you warm welcome to the Thursday edition of the show. It is always termed as a throwback Thursday edition of the show, but you know, I don't know anything about throwback songs, so I'm going to do you as best as I can with what I term to be the very best genre of music, which is rock, and I hope you do enjoy it. Welcome to the show. I am Samuel, like I said earlier, and I'm not going to be alone in the studio. I am not alone in the studio. I've got Daisy and Michael alongside me together from now up until 9 p.m. before we hand over to the guys for Sports Night. We're going to be here between 9 and 10 to take you through all the sporting conversations. We will be here for the next 2 hours to be talking sports, and also knowing that we've got you on the other side of the radio to be part of the conversation, because you are the MVP to be in, to make it a wonderful threesome for us tonight on the broadcast. Daisy and Michael, good to see you. Good evening. Welcome to what promises, you know, I always say it's always an encounter, Lagos, Nigeria and beyond. Every time I come on air, I say, when you listen to us, it's going to be an encounter. So tonight wouldn't be any different. It's going to be an encounter with something quite supernatural. Adeze, good evening to you. Welcome to Game On.
Please, what did you say? What did you just say? You were nine. It's going to be what? Say that again.
You heard me.
Nighttime radio.
You heard me.
This is just 7 p.m. The kids are still awake.
You heard me.
You don't do that.
You get your dirty mind out of the gutter, because
it's going to be a war.
That could be anything.
You don't
it's
do
not
that.
Just one universal definition to
Sam,
the world. What is wrong with
Sam,
you?
Sam, what did you say on live radio? By the way, you come in here today and you bully me. Don't take away. You don't give me that energy. Don't give me that bad
there
energy.
There we go
vibe.
Again.
I'm going to deal with you. I need to deal with this.
I'm exhausted at this. It's been a long day.
I need to deal with
it. It's been a long day.
You're earning your money, aren't you? You're working for your money.
I'm not complaining.
You're complaining already. Like, it's been a long day. I'm exhausted. No, that's complaints.
You're making the day even longer.
Yeah, because that's why I'm here. Because first of all, you walk in here and then you try to put off the lights.
Oh, all this is because I thought.
Exactly. I don't like that energy. I don't like that vibe. You see what I call Iborimaran way? Don't do that.
So turning off the light in the studio is now a problem.
It's a problem, especially when I'm writing. You saw me, I was writing something. And then you won't even bully me. You know you can't bully me.
You want me to apologize?
Oh, well. Yes, you should apologize with
Bonga. You know I'm not going to do that.
With Bonga.
On a mission. But I really miss those times where we used to go out for burgers.
Until your demon came to your head.
I miss it.
You're no longer loyal.
I miss those times.
You're no longer loyal. You know,
That's still open, right?
That's still open. You won't take me buy me burger?
You know where? All right, Lagos, Nigeria, welcome to the show. Myself, Adeze, going to be serving you some very interesting conversations. Talking about that, what is on the menu today on the Throwback Thursday edition of Game On? We're going to go around the clubs in England, right? Starting off with Chelsea, we're going to touch on matters regarding Mauricio Pochettino, Todd Boehly, Paul with Stanley, Lauren Stewart, and all that. Many call it a discombobulation of some sort happening at Stamford Bridge. They seem to have a plan, but that plan is not quite visible to everybody that's outside of Stamford Bridge. So we're going to look at the latest development in terms of situation there. Transfers, Chelsea seem to always be in the market for players. And currently, they've just confirmed earlier today, they did confirm another forward adding to Mauricio Pochettino's armory. But it still seems like Chelsea need a firepower, superpower, some sort of striker to get them the goods to complete that puzzle. We're going to be talking Chelsea. We're also going to be talking about Mr. Luis Rubiales and, of course, FIFA, following the conclusion of the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023, where Spain women emerged as champions. And, of course, the fallouts from that tournament. You certainly do know the story with that one concerning the kissing incident with Jennifer Hermoso, and he's currently facing disciplinary action has been opened by the Federation, the International Football Federation, that's FIFA, against the president of the Spanish FA, that's Luis Rubiales. Also, Manchester United in the news, as Chelsea also search for goals, United are searching for firepower. And the question is, who is to blame for United not scoring too many goals at the moment? And Mo Salah is in the news. Could he be heading to Saudi Arabia? And of course, Man United and Liverpool tussing for a certain Moroccan by the name Sofyan Amrabat. Where should he go to? Where's the best destination for him? You'll tell me all of that on the show today. This again is Game On 99.3 Nigeria. You certainly know that we are your everything, right? Got a question. Could you see yourself with somebody else? 'Cause let's start off the conversation with Chelsea. 13 minutes past 7 p.m. We hear Chelsea earlier today have completed the signing of Brazilian forward David Washington from Santos for a fee in the region of 20 million euros. That's about 17.2 million pounds, to be precise. Washington is Chelsea boss Mauricio Pochettino's ninth signing of the summer transfer window. Meanwhile, Mauricio Pochettino says, according to reports in England, he says he would like to speak to Romelu Lukaku to see the feasibility of integrating him into the season's squad. Now, we know they haven't spoken since he assumed the reins at Stamford Bridge, talking about the Argentine manager and Mauricio Pochettino. And that's because the Belgian striker, Romelu Lukaku, has consistently reiterated the fact that he wants no part. He doesn't want to wear this Chelsea jersey anymore, and he wants a new home for himself. He's been training away from the first team, and I think with the under-20s or under-23, something like that. And Mauricio Pochettino, with his lack of goal scoring in the side after two matches in the Premier League, seems to want a new striker. Chelsea have a world-class striker in Romelu Lukaku. He doesn't want to play for them, and Chelsea looking for striking options at the moment. Adeze, let me start off with you. Seems like this Romelu Lukaku situation has to be fixed finally for good. We know the tries that have been made to get him out of the club, both parties looking for that permanent solution. There was talks of him going back to Inter Milan that's collapsed. Talks of Juventus don't have the money. Talks of Saudi Arabia, he turned down a deal by Al Hilal, I think, to go to Saudi Arabia. And even though that's still up in the air, possibility that another Saudi Arabia team might come for him. The question is, should Chelsea be turning to Romelu Lukaku now, even if it's going to be for the temporary fix to their striking situation? Should that be the choice that Mauricio Pochettino needs to make? That's on the one hand. On the second hand, if that's not a choice, do they need to go back into the transfer market to get themselves a proper striker?
Big question. Sam, I thought about the Lukaku situation. It just came to my mind when I was having my rest. And I asked myself a question, Sam. I remember when the preseason results were churning out. I think this season is for me to be throwing shades at Chelsea because I want them.
They're gonna come for you.
I want every bit of human that had any connection to do with that club. The prison result were called. So yeah, Chelsea are back. And Sam, fast forward to just few days into the start of the new season, after spending £1 billion on player acquisition,
nearly one.
Okay, let's say 900 million or 900 and something.
858 or
something million. Yeah, and then you are still talking about not having a striker, Sam. Now, you know, it goes to show all of this. And then their fans will tell you, trust the process. I remember the word trust the process is like a club that drifted away for many years. And then they were at all-time low, and then they're trying to rebuild again. I remember that Arsenal is a perfect example. 2019-2020, when Mikel Arteta came on board, that's a big example of trusting the process. Mikel Arteta came on board, they were not overly spending. It was just last summer and this summer that Arsenal started spending big. They started by, you know, looking to, first of all, weed off old legs, started with Ozil, Aubameyang, to mention that. Now, that is a proper example of trust the process. But in this situation, it's difficult to trust the process when your club have spent the biggest amount of money in sporting history to acquire players. And they are known to have a good academy in Europe, one of the best. In fact, Chelsea, at some point, the Cobham was ranked second or even best, then alongside Manchester City. And then you look at Old Trafford boys. But now, most of those players, Maguire, Fikayo Tomori, Tammy Abraham, have been let go. And then the question is that the youngsters you are buying now, the question hanging around is, are they even not on the same almost level with the ones you let go? And why are these acquisitions not homegrown talent? They're youngsters. Now, the squad looks exciting. Watching them against West Ham, you see that it's filled with potential. But most of them don't have experience. The midfield, Enzo Fernandez just had only one full season at Benfica. Nicolas Jackson had scored 3 goals in 27 appearances for Villarreal, and then it was in his last 9 that he scored about 7 or 8. Right? And then Moses Caicedo just had a full last season under his belt as a professional. So look at that squad. There's no experience. The average age of...
Reece James.
I'll be there. That is not experience. Average age of Chelsea's squad on Saturday, I think was the 14th in the Premier League, behind Burnley, Nottingham Forest, and Manchester City. And then the average age is 24 years and 300 and something days. And now that is because there's a Thiago who is 39. Let's say Thiago wasn't starting, you could see that average age could be like 22 years or even 21 years. It's a problem, Sam. It's a problem. I remember back in the day when that popular phrase in the 90s, when Man United, they say you can't win anything with the kids, the likes of Marcus, Paul Ince, Eric Cantona. But that team at least had enterprise and a sprinkle of experience. They lost it. I think it was in the 1995 that they won it. When they say you can't win anything, we say at 9 months after they lost their first 2 games of the season, 9 months after they won the league with Alex Ferguson. But you can win with the kids if there's a balance. Now, there's no balance. I just gave you the experience that all of these players are, and I don't want to say it's going to take time, give them time. If these players had come at a cheaper, I was like, okay, give them time. At Chelsea, there is no process. Last season, they scored 38 Premier League goals. Over the weekend, they dominated possession about 78% against West Ham. And in football, the what matters is the scoreboard. And then their fans will tell you, we peppered Liverpool, we peppered West Ham. What was the score line? Let me come to Nicolas Jackson. I'm coming. Let me come to Nicolas Jackson. He has shown that he has what it takes to ruffle defenders' feathers. But is that being very efficient in front of goal? Does he look like someone that can score you?
It's just 2 games into the season.
It's not just... It's just the signs are already the there that the team is not balanced. The signs are already there that something is missing.
So
he cannot wear
time?
That tag alone. Chelsea cannot score goals. It's a problem. And now, if they had even used Caicedo's money or even anybody's money to even go and look for Victor Osimhen, it would have been different. You know you need a striker. Nicolas Jackson is young. He's raw. He's not yet there.
Just to mention, they've got strikers in the side
okay,
who are already
7
injured.
Minutes to the end of the game.
They I'm already have strikers
7 minutes to the end of that game. 7 minutes to the end of that game. Pochettino introduced Mason Bostor.
Yeah, that's a striker.
A teenager, an academy.
I mean, you just talk
7
about
minutes to the end of the game.
But you just talk about teenagers not being given the time. That's what you're
saying.
No,
you don't. A big club like Chelsea cannot rely on teenagers 7 minutes from time to salvage a game like that.
What they're doing by getting these youngsters.
I think for me, he did that substitution. He did that substitution, Pochettino, to tell the club that he needs a firepower. I'm so sorry.
Right,
after
so
spending
$1 billion. Let's bring it back to Lukaku. Do they stick with Lukaku?
Oh, well, for that Lukaku, first of all, Sam, let's be very practical about this thing about Lukaku. Sam, the moment you get tired of this organization you work for and you're not happy, you want to go, right? If any day you tire, let me bring it in pigeon. Any day you just tire,
you want to leave where you are.
You, if you're no longer finding joy, you're just going to get your paper and then you're going to scribble something like, guys, I'm done. You resign and leave.
But if the conversation is hard, it changes your mind.
You don't keep someone that is not happy. But you know the funny thing about Lukaku is that he's still the highest earner at Chelsea. $340,000 a week. He's still collecting that money. That's what the part of it that is, he doesn't want to stay at the club anymore. And again, there's this new, like, he looks like the old one out. The only person he may recognize a bit will be Raheem Sterling. Raheem Sterling and maybe Thiago Silva. Mm. It's a new bunch of, in terms of on the field, they may need him, but the player is not happy. He's flirted with Roma. He's even told Roma, please come and carry me. He's had things with Juventus. We heard that Tottenham at some point were looking for him. His loyalty is nowhere. He doesn't even want to stay at the club. So, right. And again, Pochettino came out some days ago to say that he's not in his plans. And the player himself, I've also spoken that he doesn't want to start Stamford Bridge. So suddenly, is it going to become a marriage of convenience now, knowing that both parties are C? And you called him a world-class striker. World-class, he's got no Champions League. He's got no Premier League title. Yeah, he's won the title Serie A with Inter Milan. So I think for me, he's got to go. Chelsea are going towards a different direction. So him coming back may not really be good because his mind fully. Maybe he could take talks from maybe his Belgian president to convince him. But when a man's mind is not somewhere, he might know the day. He wants to go. Let him go.
Okay, so let's talk, guys. 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, you can dial 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Join the conversation on X. It is at Nigeria Info FM on X. We've got a post up there. Go to that particular post and put your comment in the comment section. Same as on Facebook and, of course, on Instagram. I'm going to be going around those platforms to be taking thoughts as they come in. All right. So the question is, to kick things off right here on Football Game On, is should Chelsea be getting a new striker for themselves before the transfer window closes, or should talks between the manager and Mauricio Pochettino come to the part where they say, all right, Romelu Lukaku has to be reintegrated back into the side so that Chelsea can get a world-class striker, get them some sort of addition in terms of scoring goals and, you know, a bit of threat in that forward lineup. Okay, let's talk. By the way, guys, don't forget, we're giving away 30,000 naira on the broadcast today, courtesy of our friends at One Play. You know how to play, right? It's *347*880*3#. Dial that code for Nigeria Info, follow the prompt, and with 200 naira at the very least, you can get to win 30,000 naira on the broadcast today. The live draw is going to happen between 8:15 and 8:25 right here on the broadcast in less than an hour. And we're going to go to the computer to select our winner from the random pick by the computer. All right, we've got to go on our first break now. I'm just trying to give Zeta the eye if it will tell me to go on a break now or just take phone calls. But let me try to take one or two calls and then we can go on that break. 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, 01465-7190. Hello, good evening to you.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening to you. What's your name, quickly?
My name is Amma. I'm a Chelsea fan.
All right, Amma, talk to me.
I don't know why Adeze is bashing my beloved Chelsea. I think you guys should give us time. It's just two matches into the season. I think they should give time for the players to play together, work together, and then show their worth. Yes, some of them are a bit overpriced, but hey, that is the transfer market, I think, these days.
Yeah, it is.
And for Lukaku,
to go or to stay? All right, to go.
Sorry? No, to go.
Yes, it certainly is the name out there in West London. Chelsea, two-time Europe UEFA Champions League winners, one-time FIFA World Club winner, one-time Super Cup winners. And of course, they continue. They have a couple of Premier League titles to their name, a couple of FA Cups. They've won it all. They've completed the set. One of only few clubs to have done that in world football. Welcome back to the broadcast right here on Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Femi and the gang. I am Samuel Victor Akman, directing proceedings for you in good company of Adeze Michael. Together, we started off the conversation by talking about Chelsea and their lack of goals, and Mauricio Pochettino slightly hinting at the fact that he doesn't mind conversations with Romelu Lukaku, who wants away from Stamford Bridge. And if they can come to some sort of a consensus, he might just reintegrate him back into the side as Chelsea continue to search for firepower up front after two games in the Premier League where they are winless. Okay, Ada has aired her thoughts on this, and a lot of you are starting to get triggered.
No, Sam, actually, it's okay. The difference between... That was why I said it's always very good to stay neutral when it comes to this football thingy. So, I remember on Monday, Overdose asked me... Enyimba lost 4-3, right? Overdose asked me a question on Monday. That how can Enyimba... And I'm like, we'll beat them. That's the fun of me coming out. Do you understand? So it's very, very dangerous to support. What I've said, is it true?
It's not true, no.
I backed it up with facts. The squad is, and there's no even guarantee that the £900 million will come good.
Okay.
That is the heartbreaking part of the whole thingy.
Let's see
we
what
say
you
objectively,
make of
I tell
the
you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear.
Can we hear what they want to hear?
Well, I mean, I'm here doing my job.
All right, let's see them be part of that of the conversation. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in so we can have a good conversation. I'm going to take 5 calls on this and then we're going to go on to something else. Guys, I must apologize to the last caller. Zeta yanked you off. I really must apologize, but we should be used to Zeta by now. Zeta just wants to be heard and seen. Okay, thank you so much. If you can, please do well to call back. I really do apologize. Hi, good evening to you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
Good evening. Yeah, this is Don Dupre from Savoyaga.
All right, Don, talk to me.
I did very good.
Welcome.
I beg to differ. When somebody said we should give Chelsea time,
I beg to differ as fast too.
For all I want to say. They have started where they stopped last season. And for the last time I checked, the Chelsea Football Club is not a Nigerian government that we should give chance to settle down in Ato Rock. No, I'm not giving Chelsea chance to settle down because they are not a new club, you understand. So they have new coach, but it's not a new club. And any person that they buy in, supposed to be acquitted, knowing that he's coming to a big team, and the big team, all the fans, I expect them to play very well and win matches.
Okay, thank you so much. Hi, good evening to you. Hello?
Good evening, Samuel. Good evening, Adese.
Good evening,
hi,
welcome.
Good evening.
Samuel, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Thank God for using Chelsea to console yourself by telling us how many trophy and that and that. This is Zainab on the light champ.
I know.
Thank you for that. Chelsea is not a small club. They should not be saying they are grooming. They are the ones who emulate Arsenal. Arsenal is their boy. Now they are taking our own footsteps. They should do something. They are winless for 2 games now. Tomorrow now we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
Let tomorrow confess, okay? Thank you so much. Hi, good evening to you, caller number 3. You know to turn off your radio set, right?
Hello.
Turn off your radio set, quickly.
Okay, hold on, please.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Your radio is still on. I'm sorry, I have to let you go. When you call in, guys, please turn off your radio set. You don't want to send us to Deflin, right? Hi, good evening to you. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name? Quickly, talk to me.
Steven from Tulare calling.
All right, let's go. Talk to me.
I want to comment on Romelu Lukaku issue.
We're listening.
For me, for Chelsea team like this, no striker is better than Romelu Lukaku. Chelsea need to bring the guy back, or apart from the guy don't want to play for Chelsea anymore, then he has to move on. But as it starts, Chelsea really need number 9. Danny Clark-Jackson is not doing enough. They need to bring Romelu Lukaku onto the board to know that things will change.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you. Before I go back to the phone lines, guys, don't forget *347, *880, *#. That's one play Lotto game that will be coming up between 8:15 and 8:25. Start playing now so you can be in the hunt for the draw. If you've played in the morning, if you've played in the afternoon and you didn't win, you're still in the draw for this particular, the second draw for today on Nigeria Info. Okay, so between 8:15 and 8:25, the live draw is going to happen right on the show, game on, and you get to win 30,000 naira for yourself. Okay, so start playing. Football is the game. So start playing *347, *880, *#. Dial now with 200 naira at the very least, and you could win 30,000 naira. All right, back to the phone lines. That's courtesy of our friends at OnePlay, by the way. Hi, good evening to you. Hello? Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening. Talk to me quickly. What's your name?
It's Toby.
All right, Toby, when you call in, you have to speak up and be lively, okay? Hi, good evening to you. Lost that one. I said five calls. I'm looking to take the final two. Hi, good evening to you. Also lost that connection. All right, let me run over to WhatsApp and take your thoughts. Robert Patrick on X says, from Robert, Chelsea needs like two strikers else. This season will be worse than last year. Adeze, please take it easy on Chelsea. I beg you, ma. Omar Sylvester says, Adeze, you are spot on about Jackson. He's not good enough. He's not a good enough striker. Caicedo's debut last Saturday was also below par. He was almost fidgeting. Pochettino has a lot of work to do on that Chelsea team. Adam says time, please. I guess he's saying to give Chelsea time. Abiodun is talking about Mohamed Salah, which we'll talk in a bit. Akinwole Olarenwaju says time, please. Jeremiah Daniel says Chelsea fans need to be patient and give Jackson time. There's no ready-made striker out there. Everyone developed into world class over time. Poch needs time to change the formation and allow the wingers more freedom. Okay, thank you so much. Over to WhatsApp. Good evening, Nigeria Info. Please, what's the update on João Cancelo? All right. We're talking about Chelsea at the moment. Good evening, Sam and Adeze. Please, for me, Chelsea need Lukaku right now. He can bully defenders, create chances, and score goals. Chelsea played well under Potter, but lacked goals. This is what is still happening now. King Samuel from Ikeja. Thank you, Samuel. Why do you bring... Okay. It's none of your business, okay? Greeny says, Nigerian saying he wouldn't give Chelsea time is laughable. Is it your money? If you don't give them time, I beg, waiting you won't do, okay? Nwamaka from Ijegun says, good evening to you guys. Well done, guys. We say thank you. Razak Seriki says, please update on Toby and Musan. We have our eyes on that one. When the race starts, we'll get you the results in real time. Robert Adeze, anytime I feel like crying in shorts, I am crying right now. No be only us, no get form now. Nah. Please take it cool with us, I beg. They are begging you to leave Chelsea.
And again, they no get keeper.
Which one be your
They don't have safe? Goalkeeper. Are you aware that Chelsea Football Club don't have goalkeeper? No jokes. We need to like be very realistic.
What do you mean? They have Robert Sanchez. They've also signed another goalkeeper.
They've got a goalkeeper.
Anyway, let's continue to keep your thoughts coming through on the Chelsea conversation. This is quite interesting that you all have divergent thoughts on this one. But let's also tell you what's happening elsewhere for a moment while the Chelsea situation continues to develop. I also heard a story, but let me just leave that for a bit. And let's talk about Rubiales Luiz, who is in the news. That's following that FIFA Women's World Cup final, where we hear FIFA has now launched an investigation into that incident of some sort. FIFA have opened disciplinary proceedings against Spanish Football Association President Luiz Rubiales, we hear, after that FIFA Women's World Cup final that Spain won thanks to a goal scored by captain Olga Carmona. against England in that final. So we hear against the Spanish Football Association president Luis Rubiales over forced Jennifer Hermoso kiss after the Women's World Cup final. We also hear that the football administrator sparked outrage when he kissed a Spanish forward on the lips during the award ceremony. That's what we saw pulling that 1-0 victory over England in Sunday's final. Hermoso later said that she did not enjoy it. Now, in quote, that's taking a quote from her. Rubiales remained defiant in his initial reaction, but later apologized with pressure building on him. The Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has also slammed him for his actions and insisted that apologies are not enough, considering the magnitude of the incident. FIFA have now released a statement mentioning that the actions may constitute violation of Article 13, paragraphs 1 and 2 of the FIFA Disciplinary Code. What are your thoughts on this, Adesa Michael? You and I were here for that final and we saw the incident. We didn't see it in real time, but we followed it later on after we saw news broke and all of that later. But first off, I have two questions. What do you think about it? Do you think there's too much being made about this? I mean, the man has said this was done in the heat of the moment. He never meant to disrespect anybody with it. And then if there is going to be action like we know there is going to be, what sort of action would you, if you were to be the one who comes down with the hammer, what sort of action would you be giving to Rubiales for that particular incident?
Honestly, the way this matter just got overblown. We were here when it happened, right?
Yeah, we were.
We were covering the game live when it happened. And
I don't remember if I saw it in real time.
Damn, the way the matter just blew like wildfire. In fact, most of the female journalists in Spain are angry. Like, they've come out, they've not even hidden their emotions. Like, Spain as a nation even have rules. They call it sexual aggression. That's what they call it. Like, the way he just grabbed the lady in question, the first was just a normal peck, and then the other one just to, like, plant the kiss right in front of her lips.
Not the time and sis.
Honestly. And, well, you could say that it's a moment.
That's just me having
it's a moment of, you could say that it's a moment of over-excitement. Mm. But you're a public figure, and that Spanish...
More so the president.
That Spanish federation is so closely knitted. It's like a cult. That the powers that be are in unison. For all of the talks about getting the coach fired, he's still there.
In fact, the
players, 15 of them that wrote, it was only 3 of them that returned. 15 players wrote that they were going to stay away from the team because of some, you know, complications. It was 3 of them that returned to the squad. Instead of the coach to go, the players left.
Mm.
It's like the federation is closely knitted. But now that FIFA has seen that nothing will be, this matter is complicated. It's really complicated. And the person said, I didn't like the kiss. If she had come out to say, oh, mom, not my guy.
It's true. First off, she said, there's nothing to
exactly.
it. But then, like you said, pressure started mounting and now she's changing her stance.
Exactly. But I think that now that FIFA has come on, but he has to resign.
He has to resign first.
Resign and let the investigation continue. He has to go because the pressure is on him. Just what would appear to be...
Even after an apology?
Yeah, he apologized. He has to resign because FIFA are now involved. It's complicated, Sam. If we start dragging it... I just want to be very careful
what
I say. Yeah, it's a sensitive issue.
Just like the Mason Greenwood situation. Exactly. But that's more clear-cut because it's violence and all of that against women. But anyway, so that's the situation. A way to see what FIFA's stand and punishment will be to Mr. or Senor Luis Rubiales, who is the Spanish Football Association president. And he certainly has found himself in some sort of hot water at the moment. All right, guys, I'm saying it for another time. One Play is live today on the broadcast as always. So you want to start playing? *347*880*3#. That's the code to dial. *347*880*3# to get to win money on the show today, courtesy of our friends at One Play. When you dial that code, follow the prompt. And with 200 Naira for one particular play, you can get to win more than 20,000 Naira. In fact, you could win 30,000 Naira on the broadcast tonight. I'll tell you all about that when we get into that particular segment. And that's going to happen between 8:15 and 8:25. All right. Still keep your thoughts coming through. Let's go on a break. When we come back, more right here on Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info. How you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall. Get your back up. Get down on it.
What's wrong with this?
Comedia yo. I just had to go back to this one. Welcome back to the broadcast, guys. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Game On with Femi and the gang. In the studio is Samuel Victor Ackman and, of course, Adeze Michael. Together, we've talked about Chelsea. How about we talk about Manchester United? Before then, Ada, where were you when... what memory do you have of this song?
You don't know the song? I know the song. It's a popular song.
Yeah, Cool and the Gang.
Grew up and then it's a song that flew into my ears, right? So
love it. Back then used to boogie woogie to this one. I just decided to do a little bit of a throwback for you since it's Throwback Thursday edition of the show. All right, let's talk about Manchester United and of course what is a situation for them. Just like Chelsea is having their own issues up front, United seem to also be sharing in that. Now, you know, Manchester United used to be known for fast starts, not just under Sir Alex Ferguson back in the day. Even in season which turned out to be very disappointing, the Red Devils could be relied upon to begin with a bang and score plenty of goals. I mean, the Rooneys, the Tevez, the Van Persies, they used to be very lethal up front. Even at the Brighton striker at the moment. Anyway, he didn't score. Chicharito, yes, used to be one of them who scored a lot of goals for United. But we know they began the 2021-2022 season by blitzing Leeds United 5-1 on opening day that particular season. The previous campaign, despite losing to the opening game to Crystal Palace, they beat Brighton by 3-2 in their first away game. Now, going back to 2019-2020 season, they hammered Chelsea 4-0 on opening day in Frank Lampard's first game as Chelsea manager. In Jose Mourinho's first season, they scored 5 in their first 2 as well. So in his second season, that yes, it was his 8th. Now, in both of Erik ten Hag's seasons in charge of Manchester United, however, that hasn't been the case. They have scored just 1 in their first 2 matches. After the scrappy 1-0 win over Wolves, United also failed to score in their 2-0 defeat at Tottenham Hotspur last weekend. And there is a little bit of a feeling at Old Trafford that, you know, things might just go the same way it did last season for Erik ten Hag. With a home defeat to Brighton, then the harrowing 4-0 loss to Brentford. You remember how that season went last time around? They were beaten by Brentford and they were beaten by Brighton as well, 4-0 in both games. So, when you look at Manchester United and the season they've had, which is reminiscent of seasons past, and in particular, the lack of goals. United don't seem to score goals in the opening weeks of the season. And knowing that this season is particularly more difficult for sides, who really, when you look at that Manchester United setup, who do you want to blame for a lack of goals in Manchester United? The strikers? I mean, they've brought in Rasmus Højlund, but he's not yet played. He's not yet kicked the ball for United because he's out injured. But it seems like even when he comes back, like Nick Jackson, he's also going to need time to settle into Manchester United. So who is to blame for United not scoring too many goals?
Oh, well, several factors. Several factors for their inability to score goals. I'll start with fatigue. By this time last season, their first 2 games they lost, and it took 18.3 kilometers run to sort them out, to make them up and running when they lost to the big clubs. So I think that last season they played 62 games, and this season during the preseason, they've had to travel 5 countries in 25 days. Whether you like it or not, these things have a way of, you know, affecting the players' quality. And the first 2 games they've played, you could sense the big signs of lacking intensity. Yes, against Tottenham Hotspur, they actually mustered 14 first half shots. That's a good record. Their best record since somewhere in 2008, a way record for number of shots mustered. but is that finding that efficiency in front of goal. Now, to the field of play, apart from the jet lag and so many travels here and there during the preseason, the main issue is that they lack that attacking thrust from wide areas.
Mm.
Now, this is where Rashford occupies. But because they are lacking personnel, Anthony Martial fitness issues is a big problem. Hojlund, they brought a back injury to Old Trafford. And they felt Mason Greenwood was going to be integrated to help them score goals. He's gone. So now, Rashford, the man that's supposed to do the magic, is not playing in his natural position. And in that middle central role where he plays, he's not efficient. He doesn't press when they don't have the ball. So when if you're playing centrally, you need to be a press monster. That's why he had to bring in, He had to bring in the striker that left, that came on loan. What's his name again? The Dutch man.
Okay.
Vegas. Yes, he had to bring in Vegas because I play centrally. Rashford does not press when they don't have the ball. And Sancho and other players will have to step up. Sancho scored about, was it 7 goals, 3 assists last season in the entire duration. Rashford had to get 17 Premier League goals, 13 in all competitions. The pressure is on him. And again, in that midfield area that will lead to something good, the main man, Casemiro, is outrun in that midfield area. He's a bit isolated in their 4-1-4-1 formation. And if you look at, they've asked Mason Mount to go up front to play as a roaming number 8. And that has left Casemiro. And Casemiro of 10 years ago when he was 20-something, is no longer Casemiro. 5 years ago, rather, he's no longer Casemiro of this time. He looks a bit, you know, isolated. He needs that partnership to help him make the tackles. These days, what they've limited him to, when he's exposed in that midfield area, just like Spurs did, they are forcing him to fly into rash tackles and make silly mistakes. So for me, a lot of factors. The striker they bought had injury. Anthony Martial is not coming through. Rashford is not played in a natural position. And again, there's another big factor which is coming from the coach. He wants to make them a transition team. And playing as a transition team has its pros and cons. The pros is that you may not really have to run all of the ragged, pam, 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 fast. The ball is already in the back of the net. And the advantage, again, is that all of those big teams that like to press, you now take advantage of when they vacate the space behind.
Mm.
But he also has his own disadvantage, which is he makes it sloppy in defense. You're not going to have much of the balls. If you're not dominating possession, how are you going to create chances? And that's what Erik ten Hag is trying to tilt them towards. Making them a transition team, peppering over the cracks of their lack of goals. And if you look at the squad they have, most players there, their best players are suited to the transition. But it's not all of the games that you have the possession to wreak the havoc. I remember their game against Manchester City, their noisy neighbors last time. They waited for all of those quick counter-attack. City didn't give them. City ensured that they held their shape, they stayed firm, and they didn't even give them any space and it became a problem. They lost that game scandalously. So for me, they have to hope that Hojlund is going to come back, help them, so that Rashford can go to the left and bring in that creativity in wide area.
Okay.
And again, they have to also tweak the role of Mason Mount. He's not your roving number.
Well, he's out injured at the moment.
Yeah, he's out injured. He's not your roving number 8. Christian Eriksen can come in as well, create chances for them. Casemiro just needs a bit of support. Imagine someone like Caicedo beside Casemiro. Wow. That would be a really good stability. So there are a lot of factors that's making them not to score. But I think they will come good. This is just the first 2 games. They're a bit sloppy. But even better, like by this time last season, they had 0 points. Mm, that 3
yeah.
points better
two
than...
Games, two,
exactly.
Two
they finished 14... I think they finished 14 points behind Manchester City, the champion. So the target this season will be to reduce the gap as much as... So by this time last season, they have better points than they were. So I expect them to try to increase their intensity, try to dominate possession a lot more, not wait for the quick counter-attack and transition.
All right. So what say you about United's lack of goals? Is it Ten Hag needing to tweak his system? Or do you think it's just bad luck? United have a striker that can guarantee them goals in Rasmus Højlund. But at the moment, Højlund is out injured and United are just suffering from bad luck. Or do you think maybe Rashford should learn to be a centre forward more? and allow the likes of Anthony and who else is a winger for them to create the chances for them to score. What say you about United's lack of goals? We've talked about Chelsea's lack of goals. Now we are talking about United's United not scoring so much. So it seems like two teams were in the same kettle of hot water at the moment. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. United, what say you about not scoring too many goals? And we're also counting down to the one play segment of the show where we get to give away 30,000 naira on a broadcast. Just in case you don't know the code, before we get there, it is *347*880*3#. *347*880*3#. United. Hello, good evening to you.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening. Turn off your radio set. Are you on the road? You on the road?
I'm not around my radio.
All right. Seems like you're on the road. It's a bit noisy.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Let's do this. Talk to me.
Okay. Hi, my name is Victor.
All right, Vic, talk to me.
All right. I'm talking about Man U.
Why are they not scoring goals?
What's it?
Why Manchester United not scoring enough goals?
Okay. Talking about Man U, I think Man U have an internal problem. Man U have an internal problem even from last season. This guy had not been performing fine. What is his name? Bruno Fernandes. And they brought Mason Mount that is not in form. And they have shortage of strikers. This guy cannot do it alone. What is going on? Rashford. Rashford is good as is good from coming to the way. So I don't know if the Hodland will do it. We'll just have to watch. Because as far as I'm concerned, they have good midfielders. They have a Casemiro. And good defenders as well. They have good flanks. So I think this season they will perform better than last season. But about Chelsea, I think Chelsea should swallow their pride and bring back Lukaku. With Lukaku,
you want
and
to force
Nicolas,
somebody that doesn't
Nicolas
want to play for you to play? Say he don't want to play.
No. I think if you talk to somebody in a good manner, he
has
come and play.
Lukaku has constantly said he doesn't want to play for Chelsea again. He's constantly said that all through the summer.
But they just have to get it right.
All right.
They just have to get it right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you.